It starts from the floor, it gathers in the waist, and is expressed through the hands. It's one of Tai Chi's oldest and most central oral traditions. But it governs so much about how we move and how we embrace the principles that define our Tai Chi. We've just come out of the Tuesday night class, which is my improvers class, and I'd set them homework last week. We'd started looking at continuous movement last week, and I'd asked them to bring to tonight's class any moves where they weren't sure how to make it smooth, where they felt there was particular stopping points. And one of the moves we looked at tonight was wave hands like clouds, which is an excellent move to look at with continuous movement, because you've got all four arms and legs on the go at once. It's about that part of the form where you're starting to get into repulse monkey and then round for diagonal flying and wave hands like clouds, where it starts to the amount of physical work you're doing simultaneously starts to feel like it's more. Of course, as you go back and study the earlier part of the form, you realize it's not. But as you're learning the form and you're getting used to it for the first few years, this is the area where you start to feel overloaded and with the amount of movement going on. And what we were looking at tonight with wave hands like clouds was we were looking at the timing of when people drop their arm back to scoop behind them. I had my walking stick with me tonight. My knee's not getting any better at the minute, so I'm on my walking stick most of the time. And I showed them how, using the walking stick as an example, as if it was someone's arm, how we wave and scoop in order to catch the person's arm, and then we move across to break the arm. And as a result of what we're trying to achieve with the move, how that affects where we hold the ball and how we move the ball from one side of the body to the other. There's a lot of fascinating detail, too much to go into this podcast tonight. You can tell I'm really excited how much I'm babbling from it. But the learning point we took away from tonight was that what people were doing was they were twisting their shoulders back for wave hands like clouds, and then when they waved and scooped, they thought their arm was behind them because the shoulder had already got twisted so far back. But the arms, if you were to make the shoulders stay square facing the front, the arm was not actually going behind the line of the shoulder blades at all. And what we did as an exercise was I placed both hands behind the students one at a time to stop the shoulders coming back, and then they press their shoulder blades into the hands as they started to wave and scoop, because that's the timing. And I would encourage them to turn with the hips, turn to the left and right with the hips first, and then the arm, then reaching behind the shoulders at the end of the move. So it starts at the floor, and you're twisting from the floor through to the hips, so you're throwing the hips around, and then you're throwing the shoulders out so you can throw the arms out at the end to create this whip-like movement. I apologise if I sound like I'm babbling tonight. It's fun when we get to so in-depth on one thing. It's one of the things I really enjoy about teaching. But that's wave hands like clouds, and I think what I need to do is I need to create a video blog of this one, if I can, to try and explain what I mean. I'm not sure it works audio, but hopefully you've taken some away from that. Thank you.